Tom, I don't know about you, but one of the things that I've always thought that I'd like to try before I leave this life is going up in a hot air balloon.
I agree. You know, the skydiving thing has no interest, but hot air ballooning, it certainly does, which brings us to our next guest.
To our next guest.
And a beautiful place to do some ballooning.
Absolutely. We're going back up to Oregon. Our guest is Darren Kling. He is with Big Sky Balloon Company and up near Redmond, Oregon. Good afternoon, Darren.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Hey, thanks for joining us this afternoon. As Tom and I were just talking, and as you and I were talking off air before we went on here, going up in a hot air balloon has got to be on the bucket list of maybe half the people on the planet, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It never ceases to amaze me how many people that I take up is something they've always wanted to do all their life.
And, Darren, how long have you folks been taking people up in balloons?
I've been doing commercial balloon flights now for 17 years. 1993.
Is it still exhilarating to you to go up in a balloon after all of these years and all of these flights?
It is, yeah. That's why I'm still doing it, because once I leave the ground and I'm back up in the air, it's a new experience every time, and so it keeps it real refreshing for me, too. Plus the fact that I'm taking people that are real excited about it, because most of the time it is a first-time thing for them, and their excitement keeps my enthusiasm real high for it.
You know, the actual being up in the air and the ballooning thing is one thing, but then it has to do with the scenery and where you are, and there's got to be a reason, Darren, why you've chosen the beautiful Central Oregon to take people up. Tell me what it is that we're going to see.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I picked Central Oregon for very specific reasons. It is in the high desert, and so you've got real dramatic land features over there. Not only can you see, you know, a large portion of the Cascade Mountain Range, you know, we can see between five and ten different volcanic peaks, depending on the visibility. As well as river canyons. We've got a couple of main rivers running through the area, the Deschutes and the Crooked River. And also we fly near Smith Rock, which is a kind of a world-renowned rock climbing area. Lots of great scenery, rock formations. The geology, it's just got an incredible history, geologic history.
Now that would be... That would be the thing, is to be able to look down on the rock climbers, Tom, instead of being able to look,
yes,
instead of looking up at them on the side of the mountain. Darren, tell me, since I'm a guy who's a little queasy about heights, tell me why I shouldn't be afraid to get into a hot air balloon.
Well, I've taken a lot of people that feel the same way. They're real nervous about heights, and everyone that I've taken, after the first 5 or 10 minutes, they become very comfortable with it. There's something about just being inside that basket that it's just a secure kind of feeling. There's no sense of motion in the balloon, and so I think that's one of the things that really relaxes people. It's not like being in an airplane where you've got turbulence and you can be kind of bouncing around, mm-hmm, and you're kind of enclosed in this little claustrophobic, you know, area. You're in an open basket, and there's really no sense of motion. And so you're just kind of standing and just taking in the view.
About how long are the flights there, Darren?
Our flights are about 1 hour long.
Ooh, that's nice.
The whole experience from start to finish takes about 2.5 to 3 hours with the inflation and deflation of the balloon and everything.
And if you would like to know more about hot air ballooning...
In Central Oregon, we might add.
We might add, yes. It's Big Sky Balloon Co. .com.
And, of course, you can go to TravelGuysRadio.com for a link to this website, as well as all the websites of the different guests that we've had on our special Tour of Oregon radio program today. Darren, is there anything we didn't ask you about you'd like to mention?
Well, just that. Well, like I said, Central Oregon is a beautiful place to fly. I think in terms of hot air balloon rides, I like to think that I offer something very, very unique in that area. And it's just a great place to come and visit as well. Lots of other attractions to check out while you're there.
Darren, thank you for joining us this afternoon on The Travel Guys.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
And this is The Travel Guys right here on your favorite radio station, News Talk 1530 KFBK.